I think my story is very similar to everyone else. I think I've subsidized a lot of my own career via other work. I mean, the newest thing I've done is to start editing, because I learned to edit, because it's actually a really lucrative way to make fast money, particularly in commercials, film editing. And I can do it all from home, so it means that I can subsidize my own projects. And because I've been lucky enough to have a really good record company for the last 6 years, and unfortunately that has ended now in my contract. So my advances were enough to kind of cover some of the recording aspects and some of my living expenses. But like Miyako, living in London is not the cheapest place to live, and it's very competitive. You know, we're in a minority being women, and we still get a really shit deal compared to our male counterparts. And it's really sad that we're stuck, and we have to work doubly hard to be recognized for that fact. And I think that's one of the biggest obstacles that we've had to overcome as women. And I don't want to jump on my feminist soapbox here, but it's still, even now, when I look at what my male contemporaries are being paid for the same kind of shows, it's amazing how much more they are being paid, because they've been part of the whole mechanism from the beginning. So if you're kind of in a minority, you're almost like a novelty act at the end of the day. And I think last night, and seeing the festival last night, it just really brought home to me that our time has come. And I think we need to grasp it now and make people aware of the fact that we are as good, if not better. Without sounding like we're in competition with men, it's not about that, but I think it's about being heard. And I think a lot of the time we're not given that kind of vehicle. We're kind of always slipped into some weird festival, and oh, there's a little kind of feminist thing going on here. And so we're not always given the kind of, I guess, the publicity that we need. And for me, over the years, I've very much kind of been trying to, you know, spread the word in that respect. And so I set up a website called Sister to Sister, which is kind of a bit naff, but it allows women to come into the website and tell me their stories, and then obviously to kind of give them a platform to come in and ask, you know, questions. How can I get into this industry? What's the best way for me to do it? And I can only pass on my own experience. But I think it is a real struggle to kind of make any kind of living out of the music industry right now, as we all know. You know, the whole industry is going down, 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 because of things like CD copying, people downloading stuff off the internet. And I'm not averse to that at all. But if we want to make money as artists, the money comes from things like publishing and royalties. Unless you're selling records, it's very difficult. I'm very lucky that I have a really good publisher, and they put me up for a lot of good jobs, for film, for commercials. It doesn't always come along, but every now and then. You know, the reason I managed to buy a computer 2 years ago was because I got a really good commercial. One of my tracks got licensed to a commercial, a major TV commercial, and that gave me the opportunity to buy a new computer and to set up a decent studio. So I think it's kind of just being able to be quite, I think as women, we're very resourceful. And if we need to go and work, then we will. Or, as I'm doing at the moment, is signing on, because there is no way I can afford to pay my rent because there's no income coming in. So I think it's just about being resourceful and being able to kind of manage what we do as artists, I guess. So,
can you just explain, you guys perform together, but you live in different...
Difference, yeah, exactly.
Do you always play, perform together?
Or? It's something that we've just started to do.
Oh, okay.
So, even though he's a male, he's not a woman. But I have none of the, you know, and it was great that I've done festivals where I've asked if I could bring the rest of my band, and it's been like, no. This is purely females, and I don't have a problem with that. But sometimes I think it's good to kind of show that we're not kind of trying to be too. Cause I think it's a lot of males will be put off by certain kind of events like that, because they immediately get this kind of whole idea that, oh no, it's, you know, dykes and all this, and so it kind of puts them off a bit. And I think that's a really sad thing. But just by seeing the audience last night, it was so great to see how open people were to dance to all this kind of music, because it was stopping, starting. You know, in London, you'd find that really hard to get people to kind of come to that kind of show, because they're so jaded. You know, we're so spoiled in London, as probably in Berlin and other places, in major cities. But to come here and just see people just getting into it, regardless of what tempo it was, whether it was ambient, whether it was beat orientated, just blew my head off. And I loved that. It was just like, wow. Please, let's have some more of this kind of thing. But I think it's just education at the end of the day. I think people, unless they're told about things or dragged along, they'll never know about it. Because I think sometimes the mechanism that works with promotion and stuff. But this has been really well promoted. I've seen posters all over the city. You don't always get that in London, unless it's arts funded. And I think once you get into the whole arts funding, which is something that I've just been lucky enough to get some money for, once you're in, it's a lot easier to get more money, but it's getting there because they have this certain kind of language that you have to use when you're filling out your application. And there's this balance between film and kind of sound, and they don't want to kind of mix the two together. So, but the whole reason for me is to work with people like James is that I'm lucky enough to travel, and so I've met lots of other musicians who I've been inspired by, and we've kind of, with technology as it is now, we can work via our internet servers or just by sending stuff, and then we can to and fro. I love that idea. So you can work with other people all over the world. Yeah, very much alone. It's only in the last year I've started to work with other people because I felt I'd come so far as a solo artist and I needed to kind of challenge myself in another way. And there's something very unique about doing something on your own, but when there are three or four other people on stage with you, the whole vibe changes because you have this kind of, and it's a comfort zone for me because if anything goes wrong, I've got them to rely on. They can carry on and I'm just like booting up the computer. It's crashed again. There's nothing worse than the whole thing crashes.